Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina. Well, welcome to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with your hosts, Linus and Miss Nina. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. I have 40 years of experience as a psychic, tarot readers. I do Chinese readings as well. I also do angel readings and past life readings. And I also can connect with your loved ones that have taken wings. Miss Nina is a Reiki master. She's also a teacher as well as a psychic. We also welcome Dubai, Canada, Australia, England, and China to our listening audience. One question per caller, please. If you desire a more in-depth reading from me or Miss Nina, please contact at the website, The Essence, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. The hours are Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning and 7 p.m. at night Pacific time. Also, be sure and turn into our sister network. Okay, the chat room is always open. Please be kind and think about the other folks and your moderator, Miss Nina. We will delete you from the show if your behavior becomes ugly and rude. The Facebook page, if you want to send us a message, is the Essence of Success Network on Facebook. Okay, I usually start with a prayer. So instead of a prayer, I'm going to say this. Because this is the second full moon that began on Friday, there's going to be a little bit of delays. Maybe something is not going to turn out the way you want it to, but it will occur. It'll just be a delay. So my prayer today is for miracles and understanding for everybody this week. That God blesses you with a miracle of understanding. So instead of getting mad, why didn't this happen? Just have the understanding and be thankful that your prayer has been answered and it will come about. It's just a little bit of a delay. So my blessing, my prayer, everybody on the phones, in the chat room, listening audience, my prayer is that miracles happen for you this week in your life to give you a better understanding. Okay, Friday was a second full moon. Let me check with Miss Nina. Miss Nina, did you have any announcements to make? This is your busy month. Oh, July was.
I have somewhat of a busy month in August as well. I want to send a shout out to my daughter-in-law, Charlene. It's her birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Char. I love you. Also, just a reminder to all the callers, if you have blocked your number, I will be checking with you before you go live to see that this is a legitimate call. We have had crank callers before that have come in with a blocked number. So just be aware that I will be contacting you before you go live to know that this is a legitimate caller.
Amen. Thank you very much. All right. Y'all know Miss Nina is the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, so don't mess with her. Be righteous. All right. I'm in a good mood. I am tickled when the show is over. I'm having some curry, chicken, and rice. I'm just so tickled. I haven't had that in a long time. Just looking forward to it. Okay, well, let's get started. And our first caller up is area code 229. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Well, hi, Melvin. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call today.
Oh, sure. You're most welcome anytime. So what's going on, Melvin?
I just wanted to ask about, you said one question. I just wanted to ask about any good changes coming up really soon for me, financially-wise, so I can matter of fact, you were so right. I did move in the apartment that you were telling me about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I just got to get my stuff out of storage, but I don't have the funds, so maybe a finance question.
I see a young man helping you with money. Looks like $200 to $500, but he's a young man. Surprised the hell out of you. You were shocked.
Mm.
But it was just like, you know, he's like, I'm going to help you. He said, you know, or will this help you? Will this couple of $100 or $500 help you? But, yeah, you'd be surprised. It's almost like, Melvin, help comes to you when not only do you least expect it, but from the individual. But I always say, none of us know whose God angels are, right?
Right.
So when we pray for things, you know, somebody might come up that you haven't seen, or maybe it's somebody that you know, but I see a young gentleman giving you $200 to $500, and it's a really surprise to you. You're shocked by it, but you're touched by the generosity, believe me. You are touched. So I'm just going to say, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. So I would say, you know, just bypassing, you know, oh, I'm just trying to, you know, don't say I need money, because you do, but just say I'm trying to get it together, a little financial problems, you know, because I'm in my new place. And somebody's going to tell you, well, you know what, will this help you? Can I give you a couple of hundred or 500 to help you? You'd be like, sure, but you'll be so shocked. But you know what? That's one of God works through a lot of us. Even the worst of us, God still works through, as well as the good people. But you never know where your help is going to come from when you ask God, say, I need help financially or my love life, and you just don't know. But what I'm seeing right now, it is a surprise and a shock to you, but that's okay. That's okay. Like I said, God is working with him to answer your prayer.
Wow. It's just somebody I don't know, right?
No, you could know this person. I feel like you know this person. Yeah. He's not a stranger, but he's a young man. He could be from a son, a nephew, or a young cousin.
Right.
You know? But I feel like he's a relative, yes. I definitely feel this person is a relative of yours, but he's just a young man, and it just surprises you, you know. But that's why I said close the mouth, don't get fed. So, you know, in a roundabout way, just happen to mention that, you know, you're getting it together and just a little financial snag here, and, you know, you'll be okay. And you just...
Yeah. Is there a time frame on that?
Right now they're showing me between 1 and 2 weeks.
1 and 2 weeks?
At the latest, between 1 and 2 weeks.
So, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause I have
remember,
to
we're in a
plan.
Little bit of a delay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am, because this is the month that I paid my first full month of rent, and I don't get paid until the 5th of this month. And I think my landlord is okay.
Well, you know, just explain your payday. You did, didn't you? Explain your payday that you can't help that. That's when you get paid.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So you're not trying to jip them or not pay your rent. It's just, this is my payday. This is when I'll pay the rent, if that's, you know, okay with y'all.
Right. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But I did get a promotion on my job. Yeah.
Well, yay. Congratulations. Congratulations. God bless.
Yeah. I'm working full time, 40 hours now. Actually, it starts tonight when I go in tonight.
All right. Melvin, I love good news.
Yeah, you was right on, Ms. Landis. Thank you. And because my supervisor just, she said she wanted me in the daytime to help her out. So she's a real nice lady.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, she's straight up.
Melvin?
I am. Go ahead, Ms. Nina.
I just wanted to tell you, the last time we talked to you, We did tell you that everything positive was coming your way. So just trust in that, Melvin. It's there. Trust in it. Everything is going to work out wonderfully for you.
Okay, I do.
Yay.
Thank you. Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you too, Melvin. And thank you for calling. And, you know, check in with us now and then and let us know how you're doing, okay? But
I
within
sure
one
will.
Or 2 weeks, you should get that extra money.
God bless you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
No, you're most welcome. Have a wonderful week, Melvin, and thank you for calling. Always good to hear from you. Okay, area code 111. This is a block number. Who is this?
Hi, this is Dee calling from Washington, D.C. How are you?
Hi, Dee. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I am doing great. It's my first time actually calling in to your show.
Okay. Well, what can Miss Nina answer for you? You're most welcome, young lady.
Well, my question is, I am looking for work. Just calling in to see exactly what you guys are picking up.
Ooh, I see a lot of people are interested in you, Dee. What do you normally do? Because I see a whole bunch of people around you. Go ahead.
I work in IT, but I just finished my degree in human services, and I haven't even created my resume for that as of yet. So this is
you're
a career.
Get the job. Whatever you apply for, you're going to get the job. Apply three times, three different jobs, but you're going to get it. Because the people around you, so that's telling me that it's going to be quick. It's like it's not like you're going to have to wait till September. You go out there this week and start. Now, remember, I was saying at earlier beginning of the show that we're in the second full moon, so there's a little bit of a delay. But that works for your benefit because while you are applying and these people are looking at you and you are going to get hired, it gives you time to take an exhale. You know what I mean? Just like you can breathe for a minute. You got the applications out. You know you're going to get hired. And believe me, you're going to get hired. Within the three jobs that you apply for, one of them is going to hire you. And it'll be good money. It's a good start. I'm looking at they're showing me $15, $18, $20 an hour. It's one of those three, 15, 18, or 20. Okay?
Okay.
So, but yeah, I see all these people around you, girlfriend. You you're closer than you know. You're closer than you know. So when you got through with school, it's just a door opened up, and everything just started happening. So I'm going to just validate this for you. You're on a good path. You're doing good. You're going to be working shortly. You're going to be working. Huh?
So this position is what I went to school for, or this is, you know, going back to what I did previously?
No. In human resources. That's why I saw all these people. You're getting a job in that field. Yeah,
okay.
That's why I said it's three different, maybe it's the three different applications where the starting pay is 15, 18, or 20. You know what I'm saying? But
well, it's not human resources. It's human services. So it's along social work. It's along social work line.
Yes.
Okay.
Honey,
okay.
There's people all around you. They're waiting on you. Are you kidding?
No.
They wanted you like yesterday. Okay. So you're on that path. Everything is going good for you. I'm telling you, when you finish that last writing, that last I, that last T on your exam, that's when that door opened wide.
Yeah, and that's actually, and actually it's, you know, even though I graduate, I finish up my class on the 28th. So,
but that's
you know,
okay.
That's my,
when you did that,
my
the
last
door
class.
Opened.
Yep, it's my last class. So, awesome.
So you are getting it in that. Now let me tell you what I see down the line. I see that as you're working in this particular field, your heart's going to get hurt a couple of times. So I'm just going to tell you that when that happens, just to pray and ask God to give you courage and strength. It's you. It's you helping your client. And a couple of them is just going to touch your heart. So I'm
Lord.
Just telling you now.
I knew that going in, you know. I mean, I'm doing it now for free anyway, so I knew that going in because, you know, I just like to help. That's me. So.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you, when that time comes,
you know, because you can't be crying with them. You're helping them. You're
no, I can't. I know, right?
But
I know, right? I know.
It just touches your heart. So, you know, like if you get up to go to the bathroom or something, like give me 5 minutes, just say, God, give me courage. Give me strength.
Right.
I'm trying my best to help them, and I don't want to break down in front of these people.
In front of them,
you know,
exactly.
Because certain things in life, it just touches us where we're like, we're ready to cry.
I know. I know. We're human, right? So we can't help
Amen.
It. Yeah.
Amen, sister. So it's just the field that you're in, you know, it'll come up a couple of times. This is down the line, maybe 6 months from now, but that's okay.
Okay.
Like I said, just do a quick prayer for courage and strength. And what they say, pop your collar and go on back to the client.
Well, my question is, I'm trying to actually get in with the government. Do you see that as part of, you know, and you, I don't know if you know with the government, they take grammar, you know, for you to get in. Do you see
that's
part of
that? That's not necessarily true. That's not
well,
necessarily
that's
true. I told you they needed you as of yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
And I know, I retired from the Fed, so I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's a need for your education, your skills, and your experience, they needed you yesterday. So you're
okay.
not going to be waiting long. Like I said, put
okay.
those three applications in, and for
I
you
will.
Know, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. I want you to exhale because things are going to go like this really fast. And you're like,
okay.
well, God, I didn't even get a chance to sit down. So that's what I'm telling you. Take a moment to exhale, enjoy D, and then say, okay, God, let's do this. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Most welcome. And congratulations to you, to your new job.
Thank
and
you.
Your new
thank
life.
You.
It's just
thank
universe
you. Thank
is saying
you
ask.
Yeah,
ask
that's
whatever
it.
You want.
That's it. Thank you.
Well, Dee, thank you for calling, and you have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend, lady.
You too. Namaste. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Next caller, area code. 323, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yippee, hi.
Hi.
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Right. Can I ask
all
for
right.
a divine message?
Sure, you can ask for a divine message. Go ahead. What do you want to ask, babe?
I just want to know whatever guidance wanted to come through, just kind of a general whatever.
Okay.
I trust you.
There's a tall man. He's your angel. And there's a chubby, fat, round guy. Looks like the penguin is your angel, too. Yeah, the one that looks like a penguin that's round, he's humorous. I'm trying to get his name. Nathan or Matthew? No, Matthew is a tall one. So write this down. I'm going to tell you. Matthew
okay.
is your tall one.
Matthew, yep.
He's your security.
Okay.
The short one that's round, he, it's not just humor. Wait a minute. They're showing me. He helps you to look for the positives in your life, the good things
okay.
to make you happy. So say like if somebody called you and they said ugly words to you on the phone, and you slammed the phone down. This spirit, I'm trying to think what his name, I think it's Nathan, he's going to turn that around. It's like, even though you feel this, the next blink of an eye, you'll be thinking of something good. You know, you can say, Nathan, I am pissed right now. I didn't appreciate that. That was unacceptable. And all of a sudden, 180-degree turn. You know what? I think I'm going to walk down to the park, or I think I'm going to fix me something good. You know, and you'll surprise yourself like, oh, hell, I thought I was pissed a minute ago. You know what I mean? So that's Nathan.
Okay.
He's the one, not only humor, but he turns things around positive. Now, Matthew, the tall one that I told you is security, he stops you from doing things that's going to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Matthew does. Like if I see you in a conversation with somebody, and Nathan's got the sword, and he's cutting it right down the center. It's
oh,
almost
nice.
Like this conversation with this individual, it's a guy, it's horrible. And Nathan doesn't want you to deal with it anymore. It's like, done, you're through,
okay.
hang up the phone. So that way to protect you,
mm-hmm.
and to protect you from something, right?
Yeah.
Also, Matthew is there, like if you were going somewhere, just as another example, and you're driving, and all of a sudden you make a left turn instead of right, you're like, wait a minute, Why don't let I go this way? Because you just avoid an accident, and Matthew got you going the other direction, so you're just going to have to go around the block. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know why you do these things. You're not crazy. It's the angels helping you. So I just want you to be aware and listen to yourself, to your inner voice, your inner spirit. But, yeah, so Matthew's your security. Nathan is a Nathan is the one that keeps your spirits up, wants you to always think good thoughts and be positive.
Thank you.
So those
That's
are your
really
two.
Sweet.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nathan
I really appreciate
and
it.
Matthew. Mm-hmm. And call on Matthew. You know how I do with angels? Even with God sometimes. I'll be like, did you see that shit? No.
Yep.
Just like if you were talking to a friend, right?
Exactly.
Right in front of, okay.
Exactly.
That's how they are. They're all around you. So, you know, you can be like, Matthew, come on. Do something about that. I'm not putting up with that. Next thing
okay.
you know, the situation has changed, and you're like, oh, crap. Okay, Matthew. You know.
Well, that's
so
funny.
It's
I've been
good.
Playing. I've been playing with the angels a lot more, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's all good. So you got two guys. Is there,
I'll take it.
I don't see any females, but two guys. So you got Matthew and Nathan. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Yvette, and
have
a
great weekend,
wonderful
ladies.
Week.
Thank you.
You too. You're Bye. Welcome. Excuse me. Okay. Area code, if I can get it, come on now. Area code 479. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Heather from Arkansas.
Hi, Heather. Girlfriend, my ex-husband's from Little Rock. I call him one of Bill Clinton's boys. Need I say more?
No.
But anyway, excuse me. Heather. Oh, my God. I'm going to be coughing. Mouth is dry. Anyway, Heather, what can we do for you today?
My question is about my friend Steven. I just want to know, like, if he's going to be in my life for a long time or, like, what's up with that?
Okay. You know Steven is sick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa. Well. You're Stephen's angel. You will be with him through the end because you're the one that gives him light and sunshine. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't cry, honey. Look, do you know the love that you're showing him and giving him is so good? Do you know how important that is when people are going through sicknesses? All right. So I want you to pop your collar and
I was just
I
hoping
thank God
that you would tell
you.
Me that he's not sick, but
no, he's sick, honey. But I thank God for you because you're a blessing. The love in your heart and your spirit, you have no idea how much that helps him. It does. You're
yeah.
a good person, Heather. You know, I can feel it that you're sensitive and you care about people. You're a compassionate individual, and that's beautiful. And you can cry that you're hurt for him, but I want you to smile and laugh because your joy and the power within you that God has given you is to give this man peace.
Yeah, that's how
okay,
I feel
so
too.
Let me tell you a quick story real quick. When my brother was dying of cancer, this was my oldest brother. He had lung cancer. And I was working a lot of overtime then. I retired as a senior aviation controller. And I'd go to the hospital every day. Mind you, he's got his wife and kids stuff. But every day I'd go because we were close. I'm the youngest and he's the oldest. So one day, Heather, I was so tired I got into bed. Now, mind you, they got my brother hooked up every wave, nine waves from Sunday, you know, tubes and all this. So I get in the bed with him and I told him, scoot over. I'm tired. I done worked and had to come up here and see your ass. You know, and he just smiled. I mean, it almost makes me want to cry now, but he just smiled now for the people that were standing around him. I mean, you know, they were looking at me like, what the hell is she doing, his sister? But I know this would make him laugh. And that's
yeah.
what I'm telling you for this guy.
That's what I got to do.
That's why I told the story. You just give him that love. And, huh?
Just got to make him laugh.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt just for one second. Heather, can I have his first name, please?
Stephen.
Okay, I'm going to send Stephen some healing Reiki, okay?
Okay.
And right now, I'm surrounding both Lennis in the white light of love because I think you need it. I love you both.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. And thank you, Miss Nina.
You're welcome.
Memories.
And you know what? Lennis, your brother's there with you right now.
Oh, I can believe that. I can believe that for sure. Okay, so Heather, honey, just keep that smile and that love in your heart and your spirit, and you'll be okay, okay?
Okay.
'Cause you'll feel good about what you're doing helping him, all right?
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome, honey. Okay, next caller, area code 478. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Terrific.
I am wondering when I am going to get a promotion to principalship.
Oh, okay. September jumped right up at me.
Me too.
This September, yep. Or September 2016?
No, this September.
This September.
This September.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just around the corner.
I know. It's just a few weeks ago, but I saw September. It popped right up at me, and Miss Nina said, too. She saw September.
Okay. Do you see if it's elementary, middle, or high? Because I'm elementary right now.
I think they want you in high school.
Oh, my God, I don't know anything about high school.
Yeah.
But I'll learn on the way. I'll learn on the fly.
That's what I feel is high school. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I picked up elementary.
Oh, okay.
It could be that there's two offers.
Ah.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies, and I'll keep you informed.
Oh, please do. Let us know. We'll just go ahead right now, me and Miss Nina, tell you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
for calling, and you have a wonderful day, Patricia.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator in there. As I always say, please be kind and think about other folks. Okay. All right. Next caller coming up is area code 678. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome.
I wanted to know about this. I'm Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi. Hi. I wanted to know about a current relationship that I just recently met a gentleman online, and we started dating, and I wanted to see how do you see that relationship going?
Okay. What's his first name?
Glenn.
G-L-E-N-N?
G-L-Y-N-N.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. Is he a hairy person? When I don't mean hairy, but hairy, like always moving or busy?
Yes.
Active? Very active person? Okay. You two are still kind of just finding each other out. I see newness. You're just finding out each other's character or personalities and stuff. Miss Nina, are you picking up anything on Glenn? All I'm picking up is that he's okay. Now I got it. He's in church too. Go ahead.
I'm picking up he's a little bit of a perfectionist. You might have to cure him of that. because nobody's perfect, and he needs to realize that. It's about all I'm picking up, a nice person.
Yeah, I got that.
He's a really nice person. He'll be good to you. And you won't have to worry about him going behind your back or anything like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yay, yay. Okay. Well, Wanda, looks like you made a good choice. It's a good beginning.
Okay,
we're not picking other than, you know, what Nina said. And I felt, too, that he was a nice person. Just very active.
He's like 3 hours away from me. We've gone on two dates, and we're hoping to, you know, I want to keep seeing him.
Okay. Well, it looks good between me and Miss Nina. So go for it, Wanda.
Okay. Thank
go
you.
You know, just be sure and continue to use your common sense and a little caution, but you've been on two dates, so you're doing good.
Okay.
You're doing good.
Thank you so much.
Let us know. Give us a call back, girl, next month. Let us know how this is going. You know we're curious and nosy.
I sure will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, Wanda, and thank you
thank
for calling.
You.
Okay. Next caller is area code 215. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Miss Nina. It's been a long time since I talked to you, girl.
Oh, who's this?
So how you been? Good?
Yeah, but who's...
Huh? Okay, my name is Susan from Philadelphia.
Hi,
oh, Susan. Okay. Hi, Susan.
Okay. Hi, how you doing? I was wondering... I met somebody, and I was wondering where this is from.
You have a first name, Susan?
Kasim.
Say that again.
Kasim. K-A-S-I-M.
Kasim.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. There's a difference there because of the cultures, but let's see.
This guy's name Kasim. He's Spanish, not Arabic.
Okay. So there's still two different cultures, though, right?
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
You're Spanish?
Mixed.
Are you Spanish? Oh, okay. Because I couldn't pick that up on you, so that's why I'm asking. So I said two cultures. Okay. I don't know. I see him like on the ocean wavering. I don't know. I'm not picking up a commitment. I just feel like he's wavering. Are you picking up anything, Miss Nina? I'm not getting too much off of him.
No, I'm not picking up anything.
Yeah, all I got was like a sea of ocean and the waves going up and down. So that just told me he's wavering.
Confused of being in a relationship, the waves, or?
No, his judgment is wavering. Like, we're not picking up what his relationship is to you. I'm picking up as him and his personality or carrier that he's waving like a Libra. A Libra is balanced, but sometimes it's hard for Libras to make up their mind. So that's how I see him, like he's wavering. Huh?
He is a Libra. Wow.
Hello, somebody. Okay, well, I'm not picking up anything bad. I'll say that. I'm not picking up anything bad, Susan. But I just see him wavering. So maybe just a few more communications, discussions between the two of you, and then he can be more committed. Because I'm not picking up no other women or nothing like that. I'm just picking up that he's wavering. So use your womanly wiles and find out what he's really like.
Well, it could be too soon yet, you know.
Well, like I said, then communicate. Keep the communication open. you know, so that the two of you will have a better understanding of each other. But like I said, I'm not picking up anything bad. So go for it, Susan. Let us know.
I will. I should keep in touch with you, girls. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking.
Okay. Area code 724. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great.
Yes, ma'am. So what can we answer for you today, young lady?
To be quite honest with you, I have been through basically the worst thing that I could ever be through.
What's that?
I mean, I had a nervous breakdown. I have post-traumatic stress. I don't have custody of my children. My abusive ex has my kids. It's pretty much like if anybody could have dictated like the worst possible thing that I did not want to happen in my life, this would be it. And I want to know if there's going to be an end to this.
Yes, there is. But you need to turn it around and start thinking positively about yourself. You are a good person. Hmm. You deserve to be a mom to those kids again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barb. Yeah, I really miss them.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
My dogs just ran out the door.
Oh, well, call us back. Go get your dogs.
Okay.
I don't want you. Call us back. Call us back.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, I understand that. Our animals are important. They're like our children to us. Okay, area code 512. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis and Miss Nina. It's Julia. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, just fine. And you, Julia?
I'm doing well, thank you. I wanted to say thank you, and you gave me a prediction a while ago about my income increasing this month, and it's already beginning, and it's
yay!
Only...
Yay! Give Julia a hand clap, yay! Okay, go ahead. We love good news, honey. Love it. Go ahead.
Yes, that's fantastic. You know what? A big part too. I think not only that, but I also tweaked my my law of attraction, my manifestation, the language I was using. So it was like, bring all these clients to me, and then I said, they're calling me. Now they're calling me, because before it's like, okay, they're here, but I wasn't getting any calls. So then it was, okay, now they're calling me. The clients are calling me now, and now they're beginning to call me. So that was. Also another great thing. So you saw that. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for the validation.
I'm wondering about my dad, how he's doing, if you see my sister's with him, and if that is okay.
Does he have stomach problems?
He has a lot of problems, Lennis.
Okay, I'm seeing stomach problems. It's not cancer. It's an irritation in his bowels, his colon.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's an irritation. It's affecting the rest of his body from this. Yeah, that's where I see it. It's in the bowel. Looks like, yeah, his colon. There's some kind of blockage or something there. So I don't know, maybe your sister might want to check or have the doctors just do a, I know they have like the colonoscopy, but just to check or push on his stomach and see what his reaction might be. He might jump up and hit somebody with his fist because it's very tender. Yeah, it's very tender. So.
Yeah, and he's very bullheaded. He won't say if there's anything hurting because he just, you know, that's how he is. He'll just suck it up.
Okay, well, yeah, he is. He is hurting. That's what I'm saying. If your sister... takes him to the doctor and have him check that and press on his stomach. He'll let him know.
Mm-hmm.
He will let
them
know. He is definitely feeling pain.
Can I ask? I just want to ask a quick question. Why are you worried about him being with your sister?
Well, she's not the most honest or clean person. I'll put it that way.
How far away are you from your dad?
They're in Ohio and I'm in Texas, so quite a ways.
Okay. Is there any way you can have somebody go into the house to maybe do some cleaning to help, let's say you tell her just to help out?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I don't want to offend her, and I haven't had the conversation yet, but my niece, her daughter was there and said that it was pretty gross.
Okay, well, that's why I'm suggesting you call her.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
okay.
You how much work this is looking after Dad, and you'd like to help out by supplying a housekeeper for, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks, and just see how
okay.
she takes it.
Yeah.
That's a great
good. Very good, Nina. Very good.
Yeah, I'm picking up that will also help your dad's morale.
Yep. Sure will.
Okay. I think so, too. What about her mental state? Is that affecting him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
If you could make or find other arrangements, it would probably be good for both of them. I really understand how hard that is with family.
Yeah.
So
well, it's kind of our only option right now, unfortunately. He's not going to go anywhere. You know, he's been in that home, you know, almost his whole life.
Okay.
And
I understand.
Yeah.
So at least do that. Maybe have, you know, have a housekeeper come in and help, you know, help your sister.
Mm-hmm.
The way you're helping your sister out, and she in turn will help your dad out. Maybe you can have a nurse come in to check up on your dad at home.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
Sure, sir. Yeah. Sure, sir.
I think it's possible. It's not going to be well received, I'll tell you that. That's probably.
What can you talk to your dad's doctor and maybe have him suggest it?
Mm. Well, that's an option. That's a really another great idea.
So yeah, just try that out. And I think maybe if you go about it in that roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just say to your sister, I know you have to work very hard and on helping Dad out, and I want to help you out by supplying a housekeeper, and then talk to the doctor and get the doctor to suggest that maybe a nurse comes in once or twice a week.
Yeah. I think my dad would like that, too, having a female like that around. Funny.
That will help. All of you, because it will give you peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister will get help in a roundabout direction and not know that it's coming from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which will help.
Okay.
Yeah, and it will help your dad because he will feel more peaceful then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ask him, you know, and he's just like, you know, it's fine. He always just says it's fine, and he won't say anything. That's just how he is. So, do you see any other concerns health-wise with him?
Other than what Lennis has told you?
Yeah.
No, I don't see anything else.
Okay. All right. He's been in remission for his leukemia, so I just wondered if there was. I think he's doing a lot of astral traveling, too. He's, you know, nodding off quite a bit, so.
It's good
probably
for
visiting,
him.
Yeah. Mhm. Visiting his family, my mom,
yeah.
His wife. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes him to another dimension, gives him peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So don't discourage it.
No.
Oh, I won't. I won't.
It's a mental health holiday, is what it is.
Yeah, I know. I do it too. I know y'all do.
Yeah, I go to my happy place all the time.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, ladies.
You're
well,
very
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Julia, for calling, and we wish you the very best. for you and your family.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too. Area code 515, you're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we're here. What's your name?
It's Jen.
Hi, Jen. Okay, you got me and Miss Nina. What can we do for you today, young lady?
When will this guy that I'm interested ask me out?
Okay. What's his first name?
Christopher.
Okay. Good enough. Well, he likes ya.
I know that.
And you like him.
Yes.
So what's the problem?
I don't know. There's a lot of push and pull between us, and I don't know.
You two are like opposites attract.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. You know, I'm like Miss Nina. I'm not picking up anything ugly or bad between the two of you. I'm like Miss Nina, and I'm wondering, what's the problem? Because I don't see anything but good.
Yeah.
So what's happening with you and Christopher? I mean, I'm not picking up anything bad on Christopher at all.
Good.
I'm not, are you Miss Nina?
No, not a thing.
No. Evidently, it's meant for you two to be together.
Okay.
So opposites attract. I'm going to tell you, patience, my sister. Patience.
Been patient.
Well, have you two been kicking it around for about 6 months?
Well, we've known each other for a few years.
And so you're trying to take it to the next level?
I'd like to.
Okay, so I say, what is the problem?
Every time we go to make plans to get together, he backs out or something comes up, but we talk.
Ask him about it.
Yeah. There you go. Ask him, why does he do that?
Yeah.
Is he scared? Maybe he's a little bit scared of you and scared of his own feelings.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, ask him, because we're not picking up anything bad. It looks like it should be a good relationship. So when these things come up that I'm not going to say trouble you, but you question his answers or actions, ask him about it. Just say, well, why did you do that? Or why did you say that? You know, you can do it in a nice way. You want to like, what the hell is your problem? You know, don't do it like that. You know, like, why did you say that? You know, be kind of gentle and nice about it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying situation. Huh? Go ahead.
So you do see us eventually getting together.
We can. I'm like Nina, I don't see anything stopping you. What? Do it. Yeah, do it. Put your best foot forward and go for it, girlfriend.
Okay.
What's the most that can happen? No.
Yeah.
No is not going to hurt you. No just tells you he ain't the one. You move on to the next one. So, but I don't see that. I think you two might be surprised. I think he's just scared of you and scared of his own emotions. Maybe he might find out one day that he loves you deeply more than he knows. Yes.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Calling, Jen. All right. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 856, you're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. You are most welcome. What can we answer for you today?
Well, I went to an open house today, and I'm wondering if you see me getting that house, if everything will fall into place so that I can get that house that I went to see today.
Why am I seeing a yardstick 12 inches? or not a yard, but 12-inch ruler.
The inspection, Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Something comes up in the house inspection.
Okay. Because I know I'm seeing a ruler, almost like they're gauging it.
Yeah.
You know, what's supposed to happen? Okay. So something comes up in inspection.
And it's nothing too serious, but there is a problem that will show up in the house inspection.
Laura, it's a little bit of a delay. Yeah. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Make sure the seller's corrected, whatever it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do see you getting the house. There's a little back and forth on the price, but because of the house inspection, they will come down to your price.
Okay. That sounds great. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Laura. Now call us back next month and let us know.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
God bless you and congratulations, young lady. Okay, area code 901. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello. Sound like Medea. Okay, maybe it's somebody that just wants to listen to the show. Thank you. Okay, area code 727. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Kate. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Terrific.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. What can we answer for you this day?
Are you all doing generals for the upcoming month? My birthday is the first week of September, actually September 8th. So if you could
September
read the energy
8th?
For me.
Get out of here,
month.
You Virgo.
And Jupiter's about to go into Virgo.
I'm a Virgo too.
Okay, so this is for you, Nina. You answer Kate's question.
Well, I can't answer my own. How can I answer a fellow Virgo?
Okay, what do I see coming up for Virgo? Let's see. September 8th. Not Virgo, I should say, but for Kate. Well, you're going to have a happy birthday. I see this. The day before your birthday, you're fussing at somebody. Man, you're telling them off. It's a guy. I mean, you're not nice at all about telling him off. I don't know what he did, but boy, you're reading him the riot act. That's the day before your birthday. The day of your birthday, somebody does a really neat cake for you. I don't know if it's your face on the cake or a special memory, but it's a cake that'll touch your heart. I can see it. It's beautiful. So it looks like a picture and some words are on there, but it's very touching. The day after your birthday looks like two or three of your friends are going to take you out for a drink. It doesn't look like dinner. It's like you're going out to celebrate. So, you got a busy vacation week. Telling off people, enjoying your birthday. So, there's a guy in the background that wants to come forward. I don't know who he, but you do. You know him. You've known this guy for a while. And when I say come forward, he wants to talk to you, but he's kind of shy. Reticence. Interesting. Anyway, he looks like he's a little shy, but he wants to speak with you. He's in his early 50s. Anybody you know, Kate?
I can't place anybody.
Okay. Well, that's what I was picking up somebody, but he's like in the back. You know him. You don't know of him, but you just know him. So he's seen you for quite a while, you know, a few years. I'd say at least 3 years.
but he's never approached you in the manner of like, well, can I take you out on a date or a cup of coffee or something? But he will. I see him walking towards you. So it's the month of your birthday in September. He's going to come forward and make himself known in another way, not in the way that you'd like, hi, goodbye. He's going to show his interest to you. So that's what I see. Kate?
I'm listening.
Kate? Okay. You didn't go to sleep on me, did you?
No, sweet. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, that's what I see. The day before, an argument with somebody. I don't know who this guy is, but you read him the riot act. The day of your birthday is going to be a good day. You're going to get a really beautiful cake that touches your heart. And the day after, your friends are going to want to take you out, some ladies, take you out for drinks. So it's good.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Miss Nina, did you have anything for Kate?
No.
All righty. Well, Kate, thank you for calling and have a wonderful week. And let us know how your birthday turns out, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling, Kate. Okay. Area code 661. You're on the line with Lena and Ms. Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hi. It's Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering about romantic relationships. What do you see?
Who's the guy? He's a white guy with a crew cut. He looks like he's in the Marines. Do you know who that is? Yeah, he's got a crew cut. And he's in the military. If he wasn't, he was in the military, but he's a Marine. He popped right up. You don't know who that is?
No Marine.
Okay, yeah, I see him. He's a military person with a crew cut. Kind of like a round the way guy.
A kind of a what?
A round the way guy, like, you know, somebody you know but you don't know, and maybe you haven't seen this person in years because you never paid attention. It just didn't interest you to pay attention, you know what I mean? That's this guy, this Marine. He's in his 40s, look like about 45 to 48. Oh, okay, now I see the Marine. One of your girlfriends speaks to him about you. That's how it's going to come about. She speaks to him about you and say, oh, I got a girlfriend I want you to meet, blah, blah, blah. Now, this guy has a grown daughter. He's been divorced for years. He's established. He has a foundation. Looks like he could be a career military man. So just to let you know, I mean, he's already done 20 years, but he's still in the service, it looks like. So and then I see a guy, a Daffy Duck. That's what they're showing me. Daffy Duck means, to me, I would think like he's silly or childish, but they're showing me a guy coming up. He's tall and slender, goofy, not nerdy, but kind of goofy. I think he's too slender for you, like on the skinny side. You like somebody that's got a little meat on their bones. So I don't think that'll just be a passing acquaintance. So I would say the Marine, but one of your girlfriends is going to introduce you to him because she's talking to this guy about you already. So that's what I see coming up, Sue. What do you see, Miss Nina?
To be honest, I've hit a wall on this one. Sorry. Nothing.
Okay. Well, I got a Marine that she's going to meet. So, and this is coming up within 2 to 3 weeks.
Is it possible you've got a different military person?
Yeah, it could be possible, yes.
There's no Marines around here.
that doesn't mean that they can't live there. It doesn't mean the base may be there, right?
No, I don't live in the United States.
Oh. Oh. Well, if you live outside the country, then I would think there would be even more so the military. Well, like Nina said, maybe it could be another, or you said too, another form of service. But I do see a military guy, and your girlfriend's introducing you to him, so. Yeah. So keep your eyes open and your ears up. I think you're going to be calling me back. You're welcome, Sue.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. She'll be calling me back. I saw that guy very prevalent. Okay, area code 724. Oops, hold on a minute. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network. On Blog Talk Radio, the time right now is 4 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's about 7 o'clock on the East Coast, right after dinner. Okay, so now we'll continue on. Now, area code 724, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Kristen. Remember, my dogs ran out the door.
Oh, hi, Kristen. Kristen, welcome back. Okay, everybody okay?
Everybody's fine. My neighbor just brought me some cookies.
So, oh, that was sweet.
The opportunity, yes, was.
That was nice. Okay, well, good. Well, now that you're back on, so what was it that, oh, I realized, Miss Nina was telling you that the situation would change for you to get your kids back. You have to change. I think that's what it was. Miss Nina, go ahead and speak with Kristen.
Kristen, you need to change your thought process and realize that you deserve all these good things to happen for you. So change your thought process, make it positive, and you will notice a big change in your life. Everything will start moving in a more positive direction. You'll start having visitations with your children for even longer periods of time, and you will eventually have your children back. But you need to take these steps. It doesn't matter what Lennis and I tell you. If you don't do the work, it's not going to happen.
I don't know how. I've been through all the treatment. I've been through everything. And
okay. You're not listening. I just told you how. Your thought process. Change it to positive. I will get my children back. I will. Change it to I will.
Mm-hmm.
Not how can I, but I will. It's all about positive thought and manifestation. And if you can't change that yourself to be positive, it's not going to change for you. You have to do this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't cry. This is all positive. Don't cry about it. You are a good person. You deserve all the positive things that life has to offer.
Amen. Amen.
And you call us back in 2 weeks and let us know how things have changed for you. It's only going to be little steps at a time, but you keep up with this positive thought and positive movement towards a better life for yourself, and you will notice a change.
Okay.
And you know what, honey? I'm going to send you some Reiki. So, and surround you in that white light with love and hugs. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You make sure you call us back and let us know.
I will.
All right, honey. Have a great week.
Bye.
We'll be praying for you, Kristen. Area code 239, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Miss Nina, who's this?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Linus and...
Terrific.
Regina?
Nina.
Diana.
Okay. No, I was asking you your partner's name. Regina, is
Oh,
Miss
Nina. Miss Nina.
Nina.
N-I-N-A.
Okay,
uh-huh.
I have a little... I don't think Verizon's working that well. Things are in a tunnel or something.
No, that's okay. You know, Verizon today was on the news. Their workers were going to walk out. I'm serious.
Yeah, they're the ones that are supposed to pick you up everywhere, right?
Okay, let's not go there because I'll start laughing. Okay, go ahead, Diana.
I just want, can you find a message for me?
Oh, message from where, honey? What do you want to know? On the other side?
Well, I mean, whatever. Yeah, other side would be good. Can you do that too?
Yes, I can.
Wow.
And the other side is telling me right now for you to keep it going. Whatever you're doing, they're telling me keep it going. So you must be doing good, Diana, because they're just saying keep it going, keep it going. And they're waving their hands to me. I can see these people. Tell her, keep it going. Keep it going. She's doing good. So.
Well, okay.
Why do you think you're not doing
good? No, I'm just doing like what you told the last person. I've turned everything to positive, and I'm doing I play my tuning forks, which are high vibrational, and I just try to keep myself above love and in belief. But I've always been a person who believes in miracles, and it's just things are a little slow. So just keep it going,
Okay, don't worry about it being slow right now, Diana. At the beginning of the show, I said we're in the second full moon for July. And so right now, even though we're in August, it's delays. So a little bit of delay, not too much. So don't worry about like, well, you know, this was happening Monday. It's Friday. Now nothing's going on. Don't worry about that. It will pick back up. It will. Just give it about 9 more days or so and things will pick back up. But we're going to go through a little bit of a delay for a minute or two here.
Because we had an extra moon?
Yes.
Yes.
2 full moons for the month of July.
That
sort of
makes sense, too. All right. So when I call your show, am I supposed to push 1? Because it's like I didn't push 1, and then as soon as I pushed 1, you called on me. So how do you work your show?
Yeah, just push 1, and you can listen to the show. And you'll be in the queue, and then I'll call you up. Push 1
and
put you in the queue.
There are some shows who don't want you to push 1, that everybody's in the queue, so I'm just trying to figure out who does what. So when I come to your show, then I'll push 1. Okay.
You push 1, and we take the calls in order, so depending on how many calls are ahead of you, you could be waiting for some time. It all depends on, like I said, how many are ahead of you. But if you push 1, then we know that you want to talk to us.
Right. That makes more sense. That's a good way to do it. You could get confused if everybody's in the queue, whether they push 1 or not. But I guess, you know, that's how you're managing your board. I haven't seen it. So thank you for taking my call. I'll be more patient.
Okay. You're most welcome. You have a wonderful week, Diana.
You too. Bless you both.
Bless
you
too, honey. Thank you. Okay. Area code 773. You're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, ladies. My name is Jamel.
Hi, Jamel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
That's good. That's good. I was calling because I had a misunderstanding with a friend of mine a couple months ago, and I just want to know, do you guys see me reconciling with this person?
Oh, okay, Jamel. What's the first name?
Oh, her name is Carrie.
Carrie, okay. She's stubborn.
Yeah.
She's stubborn. She don't know how to let things go. Like, okay, all right, let's move on. Let's discuss it, resolve it, move on. You've got your way, Jamel.
Right.
She's got her way of looking at it. But she's so stubborn, sometimes she don't want to give in, even when she knows it's right. You could be telling her right.
Yeah.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, I see all is forgiven. You two will get back to an understanding. Like all is forgiven, yeah. Go ahead, Nina.
I see that too, but you're going to have to make the first move.
Yeah.
Right.
He knows because she's stubborn.
Yeah, I already know. I already know.
He's got to be the bigger person, as we say.
You're right. Yeah, I don't have any problems with that. Is there like a time date thing you guys see? Because she really like blocked all my communication, so it's kind of hard. And I don't want to be on those stalker stuff and just pop up at her house or something like that. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, no.
Boy, she's stubborn.
I told you. And he validated. He said, yep.
First thing, I already know.
Oh, God, excuse me.
It's okay. Bless you.
Thank you. I would say sometime in August. It looks like more on the latter part. Like I'm looking right now, like the last 2 weeks of August.
Okay.
And you know what's going to happen? Go ahead, Nina.
What?
Send her a letter.
Send her a letter. Okay.
Yeah.
I tried it. I did that already.
And?
Yeah, I sent her a letter, a couple letters.
And?
Uh-oh.
No response.
Try flowers.
Okay. All right.
Is she a Taurus or a Capricorn? Because she is stubborn like a goat.
Yeah. She's a Cancer. Her birthday is on July 3rd.
I'm surprised because Cancers are very nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised. She's got something.
Don't get me wrong. She is. She is nurturing. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's a cool person.
Oh.
She's very nurturing and caring, but she has a very strong, stubborn side. And I think that's from her past relationships.
I was just,
hush.
I was just getting ready to say that. That's issues from her past that she needs to overcome. And you know what? Jermell, you could help her. She's just, you know, kind of pissy right now, but you could help
her. I
want to
help her because
things.
I've been on some spiritual, like,
that's what
spiritually.
I was gonna... Yep. Spiritually. I saw it, Jermell. I saw it. That's what I was going to say. Spiritually, that it will help her step by step to overcome a past issue. Because first she's got to look at herself. Is she really a part of that, or did she let what somebody else did affect her? You know what I mean? So her stubbornness is actually a defense mechanism.
That's
actually what it is. So, I mean, you know, when you told me that no, she's nurturing all that, then that tells me that that's a defense mechanism. But spiritually, you know, even though she hasn't, look, don't worry about that, that she hasn't responded to you. Like Nina said, go ahead, because you know what? Your letter will get through. But I see you two running into each other. Your letter will get through.
Cool.
I don't know if she'll respond. But I see you two running into each other where she has to stop and speak to you. And at that point, yeah, it'll be okay because you two will sit down and talk. It looks like maybe you're at a coffee house or like a small restaurant, cafe, or bistro, something like that. And you two, I see you both sitting down talking. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because she's going to tell you that maybe she didn't understand from her point of view, which, you know, it's okay. We all are our own people, and communications would help us to understand each other, right? Now, whether we agree with you or not, that's fine, but at least I understand where you're coming from. So that's all. You two just need to, and spiritual, yes. Take it with the spiritual. You're doing good. You're on the right path. And you're right.
Thank you.
Is a good person. Just like Nina said, she's stubborn. But you help her. I see you helping her. And it's just like baby steps. She'll start reflecting back. Not because you're talking about situation, you don't know. But the things that you're saying, she will start reflecting back to that situation and think about it. Like, you know, why am I being like this? I'm gonna let this shit go. It serves no purpose to me. So you'll do good, but Miss Nina told you write a letter, write another letter, it will not hurt, but I see you two running into each other, like I said, a coffee shop, bistro, or little cafe, In fact, okay. She's there, and you happen to walk in, or when you see her, and it's like, oh, here's my opportunity. Yes, it is.
Right, yes, now, is. I'm going to take advantage. Right. Okay.
Okay, Sir Mel. Well, you're doing good, bro. You're on a good path.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. You're doing good. And, yeah, I agree with Miss Nina. You two will work this out. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Thank you. I really appreciate the advice, and I like your show. I will definitely continue to listen on. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Jermaine. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
I just said you're welcome, and thank you for that. We appreciate that.
No
yes,
problem.
Sir.
Gratitude.
Okay, well, thank you, Jermaine, and call us back later. Let us know what's going on.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay, area code 678. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, sisters. Hi, this is Mitch.
Hi, Mitch. How are you?
I'm tired. My soul is tired. I've been a spiritual warrior on the front lines of humanity for a long, long time, and I just wanted to call and just take my hat off to you, light beings, for being the inspiration in the mortal life, because we're heading to something very big. And I just wanted to ask, do you know what's happening in September of next month? How everything is coming with the blood moon and everything is aligning. During September and October, have you felt this huge, massive change as is about to occur next? Point towards.
Well, I will tell you this, Mitch. The veil is lifting. You know that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The veil is lifting, and so I see for the fall, September, October, November, and December, big changes. But the changes will be with people's spiritualness and with their attitudes.
I know.
That's where I see, as far as the human race, that the spiritualness, they either are going to become more spiritual and realize that you are loved totally and unconditionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically, or they're going to have an attitude about life and get stuck.
Exactly.
So that's what I see coming as far as the human awareness.
And when you shared that, that's very powerful, because that is, that I feel like, so us mortals, we're looking too much on the level of color, too much at the level of race, too much at the level of religion, whereas what you just shared about is much more deeper and much more above that realm. So it's even a higher level of existence and a higher level of consciousness that ordinary humans are not grasping yet. So while people are fighting over black and white, Palestinian and Jew, etc., there should be more of a depth to that inner soul, because everything comes from the soul. So do you think that human beings are going to experience a massive, like you say, massive shift spiritually, morality and heart and consciousness?
No, spiritually. There's a shift. That's what I'm saying. The veil is lifting.
Right.
The veil is lifting for sure, but it's only for, I think, those of us that already are spiritually connected, that spirituality will grow stronger. Hopefully we can influence others to go on this same path that we are on, and that will lift the veil even more. But we have to do it as light workers ourselves and influence people to open their eyes, open their hearts, and open their minds.
Exactly. I think that there's a big, huge, massive gathering now of all the light warriors. I was just in workers. I was in Costa Rica just recently, and I was in Sedona as well. And there's a lot of light workers, but it's very tough because a lot of mortals have not woken up yet and don't understand what they're living for and don't understand their meaning and purpose. And it's very hard to balance our purpose and our duty as light workers disguised in the human body, in the human world, with so many mortals that have not, who do not understand. But I think, as you say, as the veil is lifted more and more, that's when our work is going to increase, and more people are going to come and understand and wake up to the fact that this is bigger than just a race war or a religious war. This is a spiritual, divine rectification of human life as we know it, and the soul and the heart coming together. And the pinnacle point is now in the human world. So anyway, I don't want to take much more of your time, but I just wanted to say much love and light, and I'm with you in spirit, and it's very difficult for I'm just a spiritual warrior. I'm a fallen angel, and I've been exposing a lot of serious genocide against particularly the spiritual movement, namely the Falun Gong in China, who have been killed for their organs, and I've been working a lot on that. And when you work to expose a lot of darkness, your light only gets stronger, but it's heavy. So I'm grateful that I could talk to you.
Oh, me too. We appreciate that. And I know the spiritual is what's going to get us there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's funny that you say that. I was just speaking to somebody last night, and I know I got to get on to the next caller. But she didn't want to talk about death. And I said, why are you scared of death? Death is just another dimension.
Exactly.
I really couldn't understand that. I have no fear of death. So I don't understand, because it's just another dimension. The spirit never, ever does not exist. The spirit always exists. The body may die, but the spirit never does. So I was just curious. I mean, I don't know. I have to get in a conversation with Miss Nina, but I don't understand when people fear death, because it's just another dimension.
No, I don't understand that either, because I have no fear of it either.
Right.
No.
But then
that could come from spiritual enlightenment, what Mitch is saying. You know, when you're enlightened, then you know you don't have anything to worry about.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, and that's why I feel as light workers, I think we're a very small population. And it's not that we're better than any other mortals, but I think that we're here for a serious purpose, and we understand our purpose. And I feel like the Donald Trumps of the world, all the politicians, I'm not targeting anybody politically, but I'm saying the conversations you hear nowadays, I mean, our morality is really sunken low. So it's a very big duty as the shift happens and more of the veil is lifted. There's going to be a consciousness, and that is our duty, that is our purpose, to help people, to guide and protect people on that journey, because it's going to be rough and it's going to be tough and it's going to be good and it's going to be beautiful. But God bless you, sisters. Much love, and may the force and the gods be with you, and the angels and the fairies too.
Thank you, Mitch. God bless you too. Thank you for calling.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. Area code 559. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Enjoying listening to you ladies. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Well, my question is this. I dated a man named Danny, and we ended the relationship in April. It was a mutual agreement, which I thought at the time, I thought it was fine. But like within a week, I realized I was not fine with it. And I'm just wondering if we're going to get back together. I've been thinking a lot about him. But however, I'm too proudful to pick up the phone and call him. So I won't do that. Because I feel like if he changed his mind as well, he would call me. So just wondering how that's going to turn out.
Done deal. Move on.
Move on?
He's a done deal. Yeah, he's a done deal. Mm-mm.
Darn it. I didn't want
to
hear
that. Why you keep pushing this guy away? There's a guy that's been trying to talk to you, but you keep pushing him away. You're not interested, or he doesn't meet your criteria or whatever. This man is excellent mate for you, but you keep pushing him away. Do you know who I'm talking about? A guy that's been trying to talk to you? But you're like, nope, I don't want to be bothered. Leave me alone. Uh-uh. Nope. Do you know who that is?
I can't think of anybody like that. Maybe, but I don't realize it. I don't know. Can't think of anybody.
Okay, well, Evelyn, just think about it, because this guy is a good guy. I see him in the background, and he's trying to talk, and it's like, you know, you kick the old boy to the curb. You know what I mean? You kicked him to the curb, and he's a nice guy. I mean, he's handsome, okay? He's not no pretty boy or, you know, gonna stop traffic. But it's his inside that's so beautiful that you're looking at the outside, the physical being, but if you look at the inside of this guy that you keep pushing away, you can't think of who it is now. It'll come to you. He will be such a blessing in your life.
Well,
oh,
I have
God.
To admit I'm thinking about, but I'm like, I don't know. There's two
okay.
possible men.
Okay, well, you think about it, Evelyn, and not only give us a call back, but I want you to think about it, because this guy, he really is good. No, he may not look like maybe your criteria for looks, you know, but I tell anybody, looks, nada. Sex, nada. What you're looking at is the spiritual, the mental, and the physical being. Because if that ain't together, the rest of it just kind of falls apart. You know what I mean? I don't care if the man is swinging downstairs or blessed. If you cannot communicate and get an understanding, it ain't going to last. I don't care how good the sex is or how much money the person spends. So.
If I throw a name at you, would you be able to see if it's him?
If you what? I'm sorry.
If I give you the two men that could possibly be that I'm thinking.
Okay, give me their names.
One's Jose and Jose. One's Daniel. Jose and the other one's Daniel. Not Danny, the one I inquired about. It's another Daniel.
No. I'm getting Daniel. What are you getting, Miss Nina? I'm picking up Daniel, not Jose.
Yeah, I'm picking up Daniel, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought when you said. I'm like, Daniel seems like he has it all together.
Yeah, okay. Go for it. Call us back and let us know.
Okay.
All right, Evelyn.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, did you want to say something, Miss Nina?
Evelyn? Go on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Evelyn, and let us know how it comes out, how it all unfolds. Okay, well, we're down to the three-minute mark. Let me apologize to area code 239, area code 512, and area code 404. I'm so sorry me and Miss Nina didn't get with you today, but please call in next Sunday, maybe a little bit early so that you'll get in online for us to help. I thank everybody. I want to do a quick little prayer here and before we close it out. I am that I am. Power, force, and love are my shepherds. I shall not want. We receive today on free psychic readings the people on the phones, the people in the chat room, or the people that are listening around the world. I bless you with miracles and blessings. Thank you, Collective Conscious. Make it so. Angels and miracles here and now. I am that I am. Thank you, God, for helping us to understand that whatever the problem is, it has already been solved. All right. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank you that called in on the phone. Thank you, folks, for listening around the world. It's a good day today. I feel really good. I think we had a really good show. I'm going to bring Miss Nina for the last word. Tell us something good, Miss Nina.
Well, I'm just going to tell everyone, have a great week. Enjoy whatever is left of your weekend, long weekend up here in Canada. I'm going to enjoy. Plus, it's the end of my holidays, so I'm really enjoying it. Be good to yourself before anyone else. And trust. Just trust in what you're thinking.
Amen. All right. Well, we're out. And, of course, if no one's told you that they love you today, I do. And Miss Nina does. Okay. Have a good week, everybody. Take care. Be sure and love one another and be good to each other. Think twice and speak once. And remember, we're in a little bit of a delay. Miss Nina.